How's that possible? Okay. We'll say a Shia then. No one has Ma'am Makomus. The topic, does anyone know what the topic is? No one even knows that. Shabbat use of security systems and timers. I don't know where timers comes in, but. Rabosai, the question comes up in many homes that there are questionable security systems, so that when you open a door to a house or even someone to a shul, you will either hear or see certain things which can only take effect if there was a circuit which was completed. As soon as you walk in, you click, 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 or you see some lights. Who has ever show of hands, who has ever walked into a house or a shul on a Shabbos and suddenly sees that there's some clicking or is there some lights? Who's that? Raise your hand if you've ever seen it or heard it. So we have a majority of the Talmidim here have already experienced this. And the question is, are we clapping al chet? We walked in and as a result of our walking in, there was a... wait, I'll ask another question. This may be for the al chet purpose of important. How many people, after having seen or heard this changing of the lights or the clicking, have walked into the same door a second time? Raise your hand again. If you have the guts, raise your hand again. All right, man. Now all it became a minority all of a sudden. Okay, but still, it exists. And the question is, what is in fact the halacha in these kinds of circumstances? So I believe that we should take a step backwards and try to create a system where these things won't happen. And ideally, again, ideally, v'shavtem levetach v'yartzachem, should we not need for any security systems. The real ideal, lechatchila. But we're not living in that kind of a world right now, so we therefore have to worry about it. So we should, there are situations in which there can be systems which, at least in my opinion, are not a violation of the halacha, when the doors are opening and closing, etc., etc. I'll give you an example. There are some systems in which at a given time when the system will be called passive, means the ganav is not coming in to break into the window or break into the door. No ganav. So there are two kinds of system. I guess you, I don't want to get too technical over here. There's an open system and a closed system. Does the ganav break the circuit or does the ganav make the circuit? Now, if you're a ganav, you're not clearing about circuits. Oh, I made a circuit. I broke it. I don't want to tell the alarm at all. But we're interested in the circuit being either made or broken in order to set off the alarm, which will call the police, or may make a big noise to run away. Things of this nature. So we are working with an assumption that completing a circuit is a prohibition. The nature of the prohibition, not completely clear. Some say it's even the Daraisa, the Chazanish. Most poskim seem to disagree and say it's an Issa Midirabonon of some sort. We're going to work with that assumption primarily today. So therefore, if there's a system which is, I'll give a straightforward case. The alarm is off. So when I walk in at 8 o'clock from shul, Friday night, I walk in, now they've changed the clock, so it's 6 o'clock, 5, I walk in from shul. So the system is now disabled. Nothing at all happens. No lights, no clicks, nothing. Why? Because I disabled it before Shabbos. So now, of course, I'm vulnerable to a ganav. Okay. I want to go to sleep at midnight. I want to put the alarm on again because the ganav comes in the middle of the night. So I have to do something. What do I have to do? So if what I have to do is to complete a circuit, so now if the ganav comes, he's going to break the circuit, that's a problem. There was no circuit. Now I made a circuit. That's a serious issue. It's really difficult to allow someone to put the alarm into service, if you will, at midnight by doing that. However, in certain alarm systems, the only one who completes the circuit is the ganav. He has the halachic problem, the ganav. Everybody else either has it broken once or broken twice. So if you want to disable the system, you break it twice, and you want to put the system to be effective, you put it into a mode which is only broken once, and then the ganav is going to complete the circuit. To my mind, that system is permissible on Shabbos, because all you're doing, back and forth, broken once, broken twice, broken once, broken twice, you're never completing a circuit. It seems to me that would be permissible. Not everyone agrees with me. Some say as long as you are making it functional, it's going to be easier to make it patish. I don't necessarily think that's true. But I think the best thing to do if you have this kind of alarm systems is to have this kind of a situation where enabling it to function and disabling it would not, at least according to my understanding, be a violation as such. That's number one. Number two. This, as you can see by some of the print, this is pretty an old shear from years ago when the primary alarms were simply made a lot of noise. Today, it seems that more often than not, there are cameras. Rabosai, if we're going to ask the cameras, you can't cross the street right over here. I'm told that Rav Shechter Shlita at one point in time, Paskin, you can't walk on Amsterdam Avenue on Shabbos. Is that correct?
He didn't daven in the base medrash for a few weeks.
He did not mention for a few weeks because they installed something, I think, on top of Belfer or something.
Yeah, it's on top of Belfer on the side on 187. There's some cameras.
Cameras? Yes, what's your question?
I don't understand the last paper. How do you breaking it against again?
If you have a circle which is broken either in one place or in two places. So when you want the alarm not to sound if someone walks in, it's broken in two places. When you open the door, now it's only broken in one place, still broken in one place. When you want to alarm it, you have it broken only in one place. And when the ganav comes and opens the door, the alarm's going to go off. I don't want to get too technical. Okay. So what about cameras? So there are poskim who say if you're going to ask the cameras, Rabosai, you cannot walk anywhere. Because they have these satellites, no? The Google, whatever, I don't know. I can't remember what do they have up there?
GPS.
Yeah, they take pictures everywhere.
GPS,
whatever it is. Everything's on camera. Seems to me that the best heter is, and I'm not sure the heter even applies in this case, but I think an appropriate heter would be if you have any ability to sway the people in your building who are putting in such cameras. Right now, where I'm living in Riverdale, right now I was approached co-op board. They want to put in these cameras and all the entrances to the building. So I told them like this, you want to put it in, I can't say no, because if I say no, it'll be a geneva, it'll all be able to come back to me. Chil Hashem, what'd you do? They probably won't listen to me anyway, as a matter of fact. But I told them why, I'm trying to make a deal with them, listen to me. I don't want any screens operating on Shabbos or Yom Tov. No screens, he said, what good is it if it's no screen? Who knows the answer to that question? It's in the digital kishkas there. It's somewhere in the cyberspace. I'm not sure what exactly it is. It's digitalized. It's in the system. If there'll be a neighbor, chas v'shalom, they can just press a button and they can play it after Shabbos. And even on Shabbos, if it happens to be. But they'll play it. But it's not automatic on any screens anywhere in the whole wide world. Seems to me that me'ikir adin, that is not a violation. Because what you do already? You walk in. And no picture was taken in our world. It's only taken in some digitalized inner system. I don't think that's considered to be Kosev or Solveya or anything. It's just in the innermost recesses of the system. It seems to me that would also be permissible meikir adin. Again, ideally, if you shot from the Betach Be'aretz, we wouldn't need it. You know, you have this by the Kosel and Maravi. And there were those who, I think, for a while of the Yashvet, you can't go to the Kosel and Shabbos. I think that these psalkim can't really stand for too long because, I mean, it just can't. And you call them labor. So now I think they can go. These are the ways to limit it in the first place. Okay? Again, the alarm system, I told you how to do it, if you can do it that way. And the video system, I think that the way to do it is to eliminate screens. If it's on a screen, so again, you run into a trouble. You're walking in and there's a screen shows your picture on it somewhere. That may potentially be a problem as well. So the question is going to become, assuming there is a screen, and assuming that it does go click, 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 or the light shows from red to green, or from one whatever it is, there's some kind of change, so there's some kind of circle that is being completed. Is it permissible to walk there on Shabbos? Yes or no? That's what I want to talk about right now. So my first rule is that this is not something which you is your main intention. Your main intention is to walk into the house or walk into the shul. The fact that the alarm goes click, click, click is what we call in our language a psik resha. Dover she'ena miskaven, the psik resha. Everyone learned these in Yonim? This is basics. The problem, of course, we pass in the psik resha lo nichale is chayf. Excuse me, psik resha de nichale is chayf. So the question becomes, is it nichale or lo nichale? So my main theory for today is that it's lo nichale. The fact that the alarm in my house goes click, 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 or on my shul, or the red turns to green, or that my picture is on the screen, is all lo nichale. I don't want it. I just don't care about it. The only person I want on the screen is the ganav. The only person I want to set off the alarm is the ganav. When the ganav comes, it's going to make a lot of noise because it's going to be alarmed. Now that it's been disabled and I walk through, it goes click, click. That's a psik resha de lo nichale. The problem is, I'm just testing bekiyas. Who holds what about psik resha de lo nichale? Who learned who this? This was in Rishonim. Who knows? Anybody know? Yes? The Aruch said it's mut. Very good. The Aruch, the famous Shidas Aruch, that psik resha de lo nichale is mutter. Okay? So right away, before anything else, if you're stuck, maybe you can rely upon the Shidas Aruch. Is the Aruch, do we pass like the Aruch? Is the Aruch something which we accept halacha lemaisa? So I think in your source sheets probably there is a discussion somewhere of Shitas Aruch. Let's see if we can find it. I'm not a bookie in the source sheet. Here it is. Page. There are no pages on my source sheet. Oh, are there? Page 2. Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Yud Ches. Chavish, this is the famous Torah Ksubah stuff. Vav, b'sucharaisa d'nazaisa. Chavish, apikagu b'pkak shal pishon listom ha'nekav b'shebidofotam shemotzim b'oyayin. Yesh mi shamadir. Af al pi sheyev shalol yischot. Hu shalol yeh tachtav kli. The kevan she'eno nene b'schit azu. Have a psik resha, parentheses. Yisur b'nimshach b'achreach. Midover midvar ma. Kemo ha'movas ha'nimshach b'achreach mi'atozas erosh. Lo nichale umuster v'cholku alof. Rabbi would no. So the one who said it, as we well know, is the Aruch, and the one that's if you look at the Ber Agola, Tur b'shem Aruch. Okay, and who disagrees with cholku alof? Taisvis, not Kuf Yud Gimel. It's Kuf Gimel. We'll see soon. For Rosh and Mordechai and Smag and Truma, the Aruch does not seem to have the majority over here, but it is quoted. It's a opinion which is actually quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's now turn back to page 1 and see where the Aruch is quoted initially in Tosaf Kuf Gimel. Everyone, please look inside. Tosfos Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph is discussing the question of a particular shear when somebody is detaching certain vegetation from the ground. So the Gemara wants to know, why is there any shear to be chayev? Why is there a shear to be chayev? The shear to be chayev is only with respect to the malach of kotzer, you're detaching something from the ground. However, there's another issue. The issue is, if you're miyapes akarka, you're chayav b'kolshu, mefurash b'raisa. So the Gemara wants to know, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, if it's, what happened to psik resha? Our answer is the line before the Mishnah, lo tzricha de ka'ovid ba'ara de chavre. That's the famous line, ba'ara de chavre. What does that mean? Tosis ba'ara de chavre. Pirish, that means malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, as we all know, is potter aval osur. Doesn't help us. We're not giving out the skila these days. If it's osur, it's osur. If it's the rabbanon, it's a problem. However, the aruch has a different shot. Previous tosis. Pirish ba'aruch, the b'psik reshet lo nichale, going to ka'ovid ba'ara de chavre. And he gives other examples. Muta lechatchila. Va'afil isa de rabbanon leka. Shidas aruch. Famous Shidas Aruch. Tosus is a bunch of questions against the Aruch. They don't like it. Tosus thinks that it is also just no Chiyuv Chatas, etc., etc., etc. And they bring in riots back and forth. I'm not going to read all the riots. One of the riots over here is from Masechta Sukkah towards the end, a mematin b'yomtif. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says mematin. I welcome ataka in mona. You take away the berries, the hadas becomes kosher for the arba minim. Mishani litan la'achila. The davar sheni miskayav in mutter. I psik resha. Answer the gemara. The islei hoshana achriti. Mashma kepirish aruch. Tich she'eno nene mutter. Afal gav dav ipsik resha. When you took away the berry from the hadas, now the majority more leaves than there are berries, it became a kosher hadas. But still, since you don't care about it, you have enough hadas to last you. So therefore, it's going to be mutter. So a right to the aruch. It's not a malach in the first place. Just say it's no malach at all. So they're stuck. To also tikkun muot. Kimo miut anovim. To lo osir elema derabonon. Lo gozru chachomim kisheino nene. What's he saying? Psik reshid lo nichale is osir. Tosa sheet against the aruch. But psik reshid lo nichale, when the entire isis mederabonon, that's mutter. This is a very serious problem. How do we understand this? We have a general principle called the tikkun rabbanon. Nu, ke'ein doraisa tikkun. If psik resh lo nichle is usher by doraisa, it should be usher by the rabbanon as well. How do you understand this? So I'd like to explain. Yes.
Tosis means that the whole reason why it's usher in the rabbanon is only because it's a tikkun mut, or within it's usher in the rabbanon, it is also only a tikkun mut.
No. It's not. I read it. Because it's a tikkun mut, it's usher by the rabbanon. It's not a makab patash doraisa. That's how I understood it. Now, Rabosai, if you take a look here in page 7, I believe, of your source sheets, you will find an opinion which goes even beyond what we just read. Simen Shin Yadal the Machabe says as follows. Chavis shenishpro v'dibek shvareh bezefes yochol l'sharbro likach mashe betocha uvelvad shelo yichavein l'nakva nekev yofe sheyielo l'pesach diyimkein, if you have kavana havalei mitakein mona. Okay, if you have kavana, it's mitakein mona. Okay. The question becomes, if you had no kavana, how does that make it any better? Shouldn't it be what we call in our language a psik resha? Should be a psik resha. So, again, this source sheet is really a little bit antiquated. Doesn't have what I'm looking for, which is the next page in the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe for next time.
I think they forgot to cover the set inside of each page.
I think. So maybe. Whatever. Okay. I have an old one. This is the old one. Maybe they forgot to read it last time to copy the set of each page. Otherwise, right. It's only 1, 3, 5, and 7.
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't read. 1, 2, 4, 6, and 8. Who do we appreciate? They left it out. They mistakenly left out every other page. Okay. Not this time, last time. Okay. I apologize that you only have half the Bakoros. But if you look there, I'm going to give you a little bit of an inkling over here. Maybe it'll be, if you can, the previous page, page 5. Maybe it'll be here in a little bit. No. Sorry. The kids, if you look on the missing pages, you'll find that the Mishnah Berurah understood the Mechaber to be paskening psik resha by the Rabbanon is mutter. How do you like that? No! Nichole! Psik resha by the Rabbanon is all mutter. Where does that come from? Truma Sadeshin said so. Atosis and Psochem Chofei said so. Psik Reisha by the Rabbanim is mutter. This is even more staggering. How can a Psik Reisha to Rabbanim be mutter? Kol Tidik Rabbanim and the Reisha Tik. But in a certain sense, the Psak of the Tosis is maybe even more staggering. Because I can understand Psik Reisha lo Nichalei is mutter. I can hear it. I can understand Psik Reisha to Rabbanim is also mutter. I can hear that too. We'll have to figure out what the Pshat is. But if you hold that each one is Aser, Psik Reisha the Rabbanon, the Nichole is awesome. And Psik Reisha by the Rabbanon is also awesome. You put the two together, 0 plus 0 equals 1. Right? Psik Reisha, the Lo Nichole, by the Rabbanon, poof, became mutter. How do you explain that? That's a good question. So I'd like to answer this question based upon a Chakira, a Yeshivish Chakira, which is can be found in Kovetz Shirim, Rabbi Chanan, Ksubis Simen Yud Ches, where the sugya is found in Psik Reisha in the first paragraph of Ksubis. It's the following Chakira. What's Pshat in Psik Reisha? Is Psik Reisha that since I'm doing action A, with the inevitable result B, even though I'm Mechavan to A and not to B, I'm labeled as a Mechavan on B. I know that A is going to lead to B. It's obvious. It's inevitable. So therefore, although my concern is really only A and not B, because B is an inevitable result, I'm labeled as a mechaber on B. That's tzad one of the chakira. What's tzad two of the chakira? Since A inevitably leads to B, A and B are considered one indivisible unit, and therefore, I'm only mechaber on A, not on B. But it doesn't matter. The halacha dictates that if I'm a mechaber on A and B are inseparable, I'm chayv. This is Rabbi Chanan, that's the machlokos tos and the Aruch. Aruch holds the first tzad, and tos holds the second tzad. That's chazan. Psik reisha de lo nichale. Says Rabbi Chanan, you can't label me as a mechaber. I'm doing A. I couldn't care less about B. How can you call me a mechaber on B? Doesn't make any sense. However, according to the second side of the Chakira, it could be Aser. Why? I'm mechaven for A, not for B. But the halacha dictates that A and B are inseparable, indivisible, and considered to be one. My kavanah is irrelevant. So therefore, it could be Aser. These are the beautiful words of Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Shirim and Ksubis. Simen Yud Ches. Everyone understand the Chakira? Understand what he said? Good. Now I want to give you my Chiddush. This is Rabbi Chanan, it's not me. My Chiddush is as follows. We asked before, why should the Rabbanim be different than the Raisas? After all, can the Raisas take them? So for those who've learned the Sugya of Yisurim the Rabbanim, whether there's Lo Sosa or no Lo Sosa, there's the Rambam and there's the Ramban, perhaps you came across the words of the Meshech Chochma in Parashat Shoftim, the Nesivis, and others, who say that yes, according to the Rambam, if a person violates the Din Derabbanan, he's in violation of Lo Sosur. So why do we say that every Derabbanan becomes like a Doraisa? No! Doraisas, Rabbosai, are intrinsic prohibitions. Yit Chazan. Ooh! Prohibited. The Rabbanans, the nature of the halach is don't rebel against the words of Chazal. The Meshchacha compares it to Amorim B'Malchus, the same parasha, Parasha Shoft. The Melech says, do this, don't do this. If you are violated, it's not the intrinsic cross the street, don't cross the street. It's you rebelled against the king. So too, Mamalki Rabbanim, he says, the Rabbanim are treated like kings, you can't rebel against them. That's the nature of the prohibition. So I want to add, if that's the case, Rabbosai, when you do something which is asur by the Rabbanan, it's not the Maisa Isser as such which is prohibited. It's the rebellion. Nafkamina of the Nesivos and the Meshech Chochma, Bishogeg. They claim that Navera the Rabbanan Bishogeg does not require Kapor. Because the whole essence of the Avera is a rebellion. I didn't rebel. The rice is different. This being the case, I want to make the following suggestion. We said before, according to the second side of the Chakir, Rabbi Chanan, how does Pesuk Reisha work? A and B are indivisible. I'm doing action A, which leads to B. So A and B are indivisible. Therefore, I'm chayav on A, even though I didn't have B in mind, doesn't matter, they're indivisible. That's only true when the nature of the Isser is an Isser of Maisa. So we can use the expression, it's chad Maisa. A and B, since A leads to B inevitably, are treated la'aloch as one action, one Maisa. I did A, I'm chayav on B. Oh. However, what will happen by the Rabbonans, where the nature of the Isser, Rabbi Osai, is don't rebel. I didn't rebel. The rabbi said, don't do B. I did A. I'm innocent. A leads to B. That's not my problem. I didn't rebel against the Chachamim. They only prohibited action B. I did action A. This is perhaps the pshat. Since we have mentioned before Meshech Chochmah, there's an Or Sameach by the same author in Hilchus Lulav, where he says even a bigger chiddush. My chiddush is a chiddush on the level of the Rabbanon. That there's no Isser the Rabbanon by Pesuk Reisha. That's the Shittas HaMechaber, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham. The Or Sameach says the level of Doraisa. In that same sugya of taking away the berries, he suggests that if a person does something which is a Pesuk Reisha, he violates the Lo Saseh of Yom Tov, talking about Sukkos, Kamalach Leyosa Behem, but is not Mevatel the Aseh of Shabbos and Tishbos, which applies to Yom Tov. Wow, it's even a bigger Chiddush, a Chiddush on the level of Doraisa. But the Yisod is the same. The Yisod is the same. That it's not an Easter of action, and therefore it's not a bit lessay. Same as what's suggested by and for Ad Rabbanan the case. Ad Kan Rabosa. Now we come back to my original question. Why is it Pesuk Reisha Lo Nichalei is Aser? We saw the Shulchan Aruch passing Shimon Shidchof against the Aruch. Pesuk Reisha Lo Nichalei. Again, Pesuk Reisha Lo Nichalei is Aser. Rov Pesukim against the Aruch and Shimon Shidchof. Pesuk Reisha by the Rabbanan we passing is Aser and Shin Yudal. Look at Mishnah Berurah. He paskins, and there are more paskins against the Mechaber, that it's also fine. Put two of them together, also becomes mutter. How can 0 plus 0 equal 1? Anyone major in math over here? Nobody? What's the answer? A half and a half equals 1. Not 0 plus 0. That's the answer in mathematical terms. Let me explain to you. A Pesuk Reisha, we had a Chakira. We're so used to in our yeshiva shechakira is to assume that they're mutually exclusive. It's either the first side or the second side. Perhaps I can tell you that it's not always true. They're both right. You're right, you're right, you're also right. They're both right. Both side of the chakira are correct. Pesuk Reisha is both a mechavin on B, and it's also true, it's called chad maisa A and B, because one leads to the other inevitably. Oh, the male is false. A Pesuk Reisha de Nichale by a Doraisa is Chayev for either reason, for both reasons. Namely, you're labeled as a Mechavin, and it's called Chad Mais. Okay, good. Pesuk Reisha de Lo Nichale, as Rabbi Chanan said, is not considered to be a Mechavin, because Lo Nichale, but it is considered to be Chad Maisa. So it's also. Pesuk Reisha by the Rabbanan is not Chad Maisa, which just says it's not Issa Maisa at all. But that was a mechavin. Therefore, it's us. Pesuk Reisha is a lo nichale by the Rabbanan. Just do the math. So it's lo nichale. So it's not considered to be a mechavin. And it's the Rabbanan. It's not considered to be chad maisa. The man lets mut. That's my pshat in the Tosis on daf kuf gimel manaf that you have over here in source sheet number 1. That's my pshat.
Tesis only takes one
side.
Tesis looks at it only from the side that it's
Chad Maisa. That's what Rabbi Chanan said. Chad Maisa. But I'm saying that Tosfos will also hold from the Svara of Mechave, right? Nafka Milui by the Rabbanans, as we said. Okay, good. Rabbi Sai, if you look at the Shita Mekubetz and Ksubas on Daf Hey, he paskins psikureisha is awesome in a Torah, before the Gemara basically, but he suggests there's no chiyuv chatas. No chiyuv chatas. How do you explain it? So I think it's very appropriate that today that where Klal Yisrael has been plunged into mourning with the Ptira of the Mir Rosh Hashiva, Zecha Tzadik, the Kodesh Livracha, that we quote something from the Mir. Look and say for Sharei Chaim, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, Zecha Tzadik Livracha, in Gittin Simen Chav Dalet, he explained the Shita Mekubetzes based on the Yor Samech that we just said. It's not considered to be a Mechave. It's called Chad Maisa. The Shita Mekubetzes says to be Chayev Chatas, you need a Maisa Isu Gomer, as opposed to a Maisa Heta, which is labeled as Chad Maisa by the Halacha, so it would be Osim Medaraisa, says the Shita, but there would not be a Chiyuv Chatas. Some of you, as you already tell me, and you probably know, the Ran and Chulin says Psik Reisha by Yisuri Hanoah is Mutter. I mean, we learned that in Chulin, 7th paragraph of Chulin. How can that be? You're Mechavin. No. He holds it's not a Mechavin. It's considered to be Chad Maiser, only by Yisra Maiser, not by Yisra Hanoah. Narabosai. There are a number of cases which are found in the Shulchan Aruch, and again, since we're skipping every other page, it's very hard for me to find you the proper Mar Makomas. But in Simon Shin Tez Zion, a little bit over here in page, let's see, 11. There's 9, 11, I have a little bit about it. Okay? The discussion of Zavuvim. Zavuvim. What is Zavuvim? There are flies. There are more right over here, top of page 11. L'cheinish yizora, shol disko, teva, ktana, olistom, kelim, she zvuvim bo b'shabes, have a psik resha, she yitzodu, shom. It's a psik resha. A psik resha. Is it nichale, or is it lo nichale? I would have said, sure, who wants flies? We're collecting flies over here. Collecting flies. I would say the offhand it should be considered to be lo nichale. So, the Shmir Shabbos in fact says, I don't know if we have Shmir Shabbos on the Makoros, that psikresh lo nichale by the Rabbanon perhaps should be mutter. This kind of a case. The Ravadja passes this way. Fine. Good. Any questions so far? So we gave a shir in the Aruch. All right, this is a shir. We have to understand now how this affects us in different ways. We can't, don't have time to go into the whole lumda shashir. I'd like to just make one more lumda comment because it's a machlokes gedor li'olam, and I wanted to suggest something and then perhaps question the suggestion. You probably, if you learned the Sugya of Psikresh, you know Psikresh is the famous machlokes between Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish on the Rambam Shita. Famous Reb Chaim assumes that the Rambam holds like the Aruch. Chazon Ish says no, the Rambam holds against the Aruch. And they each would be Rias here, Rias there. Oh, take a look in page 21, I think it is. Simon Shin Gimel. Sivchav Zayin. Osir Lisrok B'masrek B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to comb your hair on Shabbos. Why not? Why can't you comb your hair on Shabbos? So the source is given. Again, where the Mishnah Berurah is missing over here, so I can't show it to you, unfortunately. But the Mefarshim explain here on the side, Mogan Avram Chav Beis, Psik Resha, and the Rivash says it's worse than Psik Resha, perhaps. Kos the Rivash. The Masrek Osir. Vafilu Layesh Omim. The Sigration Lo Nichole Shari. We saw earlier in Simon Shin Chav. Mikomakom. Kevan Shurotze Bafrodas Hasaros. The Iev Shoze Zulas Hahashara Chayov. So the Rivash says, even if Sigresh Lo Nichole is mutter, this is asur. What do you mean this is asur? So I'd like to explain this based on the original. Again, I'm dealing with the handicap here. Half the pages are missing. But if you look back on page 1, Tosus quotes a Gemara in Zvachim, Rav Tzadi Aleph, the base. Hamisnade v'yayin mevio mezalfo agabe ho'ishim. Ayiz mechabe. Gemara says, Dove shein miskaven mutter. Nu, frek Rashi in Zvachim. It's a psik resha. So, Tosa is not a psik resha. Okay, not a psik resha. But Rashi didn't say that. Rashi gave an amazing answer. Rashi said, it depends how you pour the wine. Tosa says, Mizalva betipos dakos. Very, very, very thin drops. So instead of the drops overcoming the fire will burn up the drops, and therefore it's not going to go out. Says Rashi in Zvachim, since it's possible to use tipos dakos, there's no issue of segresha, even if I use tipos gasos. A very amazing concept. I call it, my phrase is for it, super segresha. Rashi holds only from super segresha. What does that mean, super segresha? Not only are you doing A in a way which inevitably leads to B, but there's no other way to do A. The only way to do A is to lead to B. There's no other possibility. So you take the case of the tipos of Zvachim Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis. I'm using tipos gasos. It's inevitably going to put out the fire. Nonetheless, it's mutter. You know why? I could have used tipos dakos. A remarkable concept. That the only time psikoresha is ever usur, Rabbi Olsai, is what we call in our language super psikoresha. What's the lumdus behind it, Rabbi Olsai? I'll give you the lumdus. Goes back to our original Chakira. In Hilchos Miskave makes no difference. It's regular psikoresha, super psikoresha. What's the difference? It's all the same, either yes or no. However, when it comes to the svar, what we call chad meiser, it's considered indivisible and it's considered one unit. It makes a lot of sense to make this distinction. I do A, which inevitably leads to B. But I could have done A in a different way. So I could have done A in a different, We're not going to consider A and B the same, because I could have done it in a way which you have one without the other. But if it's impossible to split A from B, then it stands to reason much more that we should consider it to be Chad Ma'is. Everyone with me so far on this? Oh. The Mailer on both sides. The Rivash is telling us, Achidesh Gadol, that even though the Oruch is Matir Psikresh Lo Nichole, that's only in a regular Psikresh Lo Nichole. He doesn't know from Chad Maisa. That's what Rabbi Chanan said. But claims the Rivash, in a case in which it's inevitable, there's no way to do A without B. Impossible. Then even the Oruch will concede, Lefiya Rivash, that it's Chad Maisa. And hence, psik reshet lo nichle will be, in fact, prohibited. Ad kan devya rivash, as you saw a little bit in the next verse in the Magen Avraham. Oh. The Rambam quotes four cases where the Gemara and Shas, here we have enough Kuf Gimel, you have Masoras HaShas, it'll help you a little bit. The Masoras HaShas, with the Gemara Sakash over here, Ba'abaye Verova, Dami Tavayu, Mod Rav Shimon psik reshet lo yomos. My answer is Aradachavre. Fine. There were three other cases with the Gemara asked the Kasha, and is what we call an Okimta Teretz. Here's Aradachavre is one. The other one, Rabbi Olsai, we saw in Tosfos from Sukkot Daf Lamed Gimel, the Gemara said, Isle Hoshana Achriti. That's two. Earlier, on the Kuf Yud Zayin and Shabbos, which is cited on the side of the Mesoros HaShatz, a person is flaying an animal. The Barzei Brazuye, he takes it off with little tweezers and not with a knife, which makes it a real flaying, which is Isra Mafshit. That's case number three. And the fourth case, earlier in Masechta Shabbos, Beitza Lamed Vav, the last one over here, when the Gemara is worried about somebody's covering up a beehive. How can it be? It's a psik resha on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, he left the window on the side for the bees to fly out. Okay, we have four cases, Gemara is the same. Kashi gave four ukimta terutzim. Guess what? The Rambam omitted each and every one of these four ukimtas. Left them all out. How can it be? Tezem mekeves ha-mishnah. The Rambam holds like Rashi. Like Rashi. And the Shulta Gibor and Shabbos is exactly the same thing. As long as I could find a case where I have A without B, then Rabbi Osai, if I can find a case of A without B, then it's not considered to be a category of psikration. Achidish Nifla, Rashi said it in Zvachim. The Rambam said it by omitting the full Kimtas, and Shulta Gibor said it in Shabbos Befeish. If you put together, Rabbi Osai, the Mekeves HaMishnah and the Rivash, I want to be Mar B'Sholem Ba'olam. There's a machlokas between Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish. What's the Rambam Shita with respect to the Yoruch? Does he hold like the Yoruch, Reb Chaim, or against the Yoruch, the Chazon Ish? And I want to say Botla Machlokas. It's not Shaykh HaMachlokas. Why? What? There are two kinds of Psik Reisha. If it's the Psik Reisha, or what I call the regular Psik Reisha, I do A in a way which leads to B. But I could have done A in a way which wouldn't need to be. So then, according to the Rambam, the Fiyar Mekeves HaMishnah, even if it's Nichole, it's Mutter. That's not labeled as a Psik Reisha. Follow me? Oh. Elamai, according to the Rambam, by his omitting the full Ukimtis, the only kind of Psik Reisha that means anything is a Psik Reisha, what I call Super Psik Reisha, where there's no way to do A without B. But if the Rivash is right, in a case in which there's no way to do A without B, even the Aruch will be Mode as a Chi of Daraisa. Therefore, Rabbi Osai, the whole Machlokus between Reb Chaim and Chazon Ish doesn't even exist. Why? One more time. If it's a regular Psik Reisha, it's Mut even Benichale. As Rashi and the Shulta Giborim and the Mekeves HaMishnah of Yerambam say. And if it is a case in which there's no way to do it without B, what I call Super Psik Reisha, then, Rabbi Osai, even the Aruch will agree that it's Asa. So if this is correct, there's no room for a machlokas between Rabbi Chaim and the Chazon Ish. That's what I thought for many years. Upon reflection, it's possible that the Rambam is the biggest maker of all. And not only does he say, Psik Reish Lo Nichle Es Mutter, as Rabbi Chaim would have it, but perhaps he would even say, Psik Reish Lo Nichle Es Mutter, even in a case of super Psik Reisha. This is so evident from the Rambam. I'll prove it to you. We'll go into the you'll see yourself the proof. The proof is so clear. There's a Sefer Chazon Ish al Rambam. We should add it to, our next time we go around. We should put these things back and add a few things. So you remind me afterwards. This is ridiculous. The Sefer Chazon Ish on the Rambam, on this Rambam, in Perek Aleph and Chol Shabbos, I believe it is, where the Rambam is giving the Klum of Shabbos, is stuck with Akasha, and he makes a Hagor. He's Magia. He simply changes the text of the Rambam. He needs to do that to defend his position, that according to the Rambam, Psik Reisha Delo Nichale is Osa. If you want to be a traditional Jew, and read the Rambam, the text that we have, and to my knowledge, there's no other text in any of the Shinurei Nuschos. You're left with the conclusion. Not only is Reb Chaim right that the Rambam is Matib Psikresha Delo Nichale, but it even turns out, again, but not going to the Rambam you don't have in front of you, that Psikresha Delo Nichale is Mutta even in a case of Super Psikresha, which would come out, I'm not passing this way, Chalil of Achatz, even for a split second, but according to the Rambam, it would come out according to this, that combing here should be Mutta. If you look up that Rivash, the Rivash at the Mogan Avraham quotes, he tells you what simon it's in. if those of you who like polemics should look there, it'll be worth your while. You'll have a great Hana. The Tshuva to Rivash over here tells you where it is. Simon Shin Sadi Dalet. Just read the first 20 lines. It's a polemic. He's bashing somebody, but I mean big time. He calls him a bum and worse than that. How dare you say this? What did the poor guy do? He was mad to come here on Shabbos, that's all. And he was mad to based on the Aruch. What do you want from the poor man? So Rivash says, you got it wrong. Because even the Aruch is moded by super psikresh, and it's also, it's as quoted in Mogan Avraham and Mishnah Berurah. If you ask me, the Rambam holds like that. Maybe we shouldn't say it in those terms. This individual who was berated big time by the Rivash may have the Rambam on his side. Even psikresha, which is super psikresha, may be permissible if it's the case of Lo Nichole. Even that's not considered to be Chad Maisa. He denies all Sfar to begin with. Okay, I'm just giving you some of the background information over here. Any questions? I'm happy to take questions if you have any. Okay. Let's go a little bit further in this analysis. This chakira that we keep talking about, is it Dabar Miskaven or is it considered to be Chad Maisa, can have other ramifications, some of which are relevant in real life. We had said earlier, Rabosai, that psikresha, we wanted a paskin, and that's how the Rabbi Avadja paskins. That's how Tosa says, and that's on page number one of your source sheet. Chazer again one more time. Also, tikun muad, kimo mir anavim, lo asal medrabanan, lo gozru chacholim kshenonenim. Psikresha lo nilchim medrabanan is mut. Do we actually paskin this way? Again, I feel so bad. Most of the source I don't even have here today. We're just taken out. It's a tremendous dispute whether it's true or not true. Rabosai. The best place to see all the sources in either direction is the Sefer Shmirah Shabbos Kilchasa in his introductory remarks. He has a Mavol Ilchot Shabbos. He quotes a whole bunch of sources. Some point this way, some point that way. After a long footnote, you get left with a very, very confused result. It's at least in the old edition, it was the Ora Mem Vav. There's now a new edition out. I'm not sure exactly if it's the same numbering system in terms of the horrors. Stiris galore. Stiris galore. How do you resolve these stiris? I'm going to give you my suggestion. Not all the rabbanos are created equal. Some of the rabbanos are ikra med rabbanon. That's a phrase you should know from the Rishonim. And some of the Rabbanans are ikra midaraisa. The ikra is daraisa, and it's the Rabbanan for some technical reason it's not a daraisa. It seems to me, if you look carefully in the sources, those sources that indicate in Mishnah Berurah that psikresha to lo nichle by the Rabbanan are aser are talking about ikra daraisa. Those sources which say that it is permissible, such as the case of our Tosfos V'Yandaf Kuf Gimel, is Ikra Medirabon. Ikra Medirabon means, not the Pshat, it's an Isa Doraisa, but it became a Dirabon for one of the Kloli Shabbos. What are the Kloli Shabbos? I don't know, Ain't Shrikal Gufo, Ain't Miskayim, you know, there's a whole bunch of Klolim of Lechas Machsheves, right? No. The Isa doesn't even begin to rise to the level of Doraisa. In those circumstances, such as Tosfos Kuf Gimel, then we can paskin that Psikration Lo Nichle by the Rabbonans is permissible. That's the case of Yandaf Kuf Gimel Amad Aleph. And there's a Mishnah Berurah about it in the case of somebody who is Zorea B'mashkim She'ena Matzmichim, with certain liquids that don't cause any growth. So it's a psikration lo nichle, but it's ikra b'derabon. Fine. But if the guf or iser is the oraisa, and it's kalacha yad, or mekalkel, etc., no head. I'll tell you why. Pashut why in Svara. Gentlemen, the bottom Tosfos, right here. Ba'arad the Chavi. What does it say? Pirish. Tavya malacha shen etzricha leguf. We pass that only the Rabbanan. Rabosai, every single case of psik reshet lo nichle is ein etzricha leguf. By definition. So, Mamele, you can't tell me that if it's the Rabbanon, so we should be matter segregation. The lo nichla. We should always be matter it. It's always the Rabbanon because of Einzik Gufa. The answer is we discount these kinds of the Rabbanons, which is equal to Raisa. The Malacha is the Raisa and Einzik Gufa. That doesn't count. Kalachiyat won't count. Makalkal won't count. All these things won't count. The only time we say that segregation with the lo nichla by the Rabbanon is mutter is when it's ikro midirabbanon. Ikro midirabbanon. Could be, according to our alumnus, comes out that when do we say that a derabbanon is not an intrinsic violation? That's only ikro derabbanon. But if it's a deraisa dika melacha, even though it may dodge the bullets of a chiyuv skila, or dodge the rocks of the chiyuv skila, whatever you want to call it, because it happens to be ein shichel legufor, it happens to be mekalkel kaklachayad, it's still going to be viewed as an intrinsic prohibition. Issa meisa, not an issa of just purely of rebelling against the chazal. That's why it's ikra d'oraisa. So we have the chumra by psikreisha de lo nichle according to our mahalach, and those the shulchan aruch who had psikreisha de lo nichle, excuse me, the psikreisha even the nichle is mutna by the rabbanans. Would only apply to ikro de rabbanon and not to ikro de orais. If you look again at all the sources, you will see it. Oh. Where do we find an example? Shin Yud Daled, which just came from there. Shin Yud Daled, the guy made a hole in the barrel with a knife. That's ikro de rabbanon. Ikro de rabbanon. I'm just letting you know that's important to yourself. Again, since you don't have the sources, it makes no sense to me to read you all the sources, but I think it comes out that way. Now, on the Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, there's a Maralmi Prague, Gurarye. Very, very important yisod. He suggests that Zoreya, the Psikreisha's mutter. Comes up all the time. It just came out of the Yantam of Sukkos. Sukkos is the whole tumma. You want to wash until it's Yadayim, and you're afraid that the water is going to go onto the grass. Not your kavana. You try to wash on the concrete. It's a psikresha. It's gonna end up on the grass. So the Marami Prak suggests it's mutter. Why is it mutter? He says because the malacha does not happen instantaneously. Instantaneously. Wow. The Shulta Gibarim says beferish. Quote. This is in the sugya. Of Sigresha. I'm going to give you the quote of the Shulta Giborim. Ksheino miskaven lekach, af al pi davi psikresha shari ayde gram. It's in the sugya of kufchof and beza mesechta Shabbos. You know what it has over there? A fire is burning. You're not permitted to put a fire out. Isa mechaber. What I'll do is I'll ring the fire with barrels of water. So when the fire will extend to the point of the barrels, it'll crack open the barrels. The water will come out and extinguish the fire. That's mutter. Says the Shulta Giborim, there's no heter for grama wholesale. Here, Rabbo Sai, he's an Eina Miskaven to put out the fire. He doesn't care. His concern is that the fire shouldn't spread. He doesn't care how long the fire burns as long as it's contained within the barrels. His kavanah is not to put out the fire. His kavanah is to contain the fire. The fact that the fire goes out is a psikreisha. Says the Shulta Giborim, it's a psikreisha liachazman. Psikreisha liachazman is mutter. Rabbo say, if you don't hold from this Shulta Giborim, you're in trouble. Tell me how you're in trouble. Rabbo say, how are you in trouble if you don't hold from this Shulta Giborim? Refrigerators. Yep, refrigerators is one thing. What else?
Water fountains.
Oh, these are small things. Without a refrigerator, maybe without a... You can have a refrigerator on Shabbos clocks. If it's on the Rabbanon, what's even a more severe case of that? The same yourself.
Air conditioning
is probably also the Rabbanon. Come on, this is the flip.
Heat.
How do you walk into your house on Shabbos? Suppose, who grew up in a private house? Here, raise your hand. Who grew up in a private house? Did you have a thermostat? So I assume during the winter you never left your house on Shabbos. The minute you walk, you open that door, cold air comes running in, and that's going to affect the thermostat, and it's going to put the heat on earlier than it would have been otherwise. Simcha, Nisa Daraisa here. Mavir. The reason why I believe it's mutter is because of this Shilta Gibor. Sekresha Liachar Zman. Okay? It seems to me that the lumdus of Sekresha Liachar Zman being mutter is much better served with the second side of the Chakir. What the nature of the Yisr is, Chad Maisa. So when it comes to Chad Maisa, we can argue it has to be Chad not only causatively, that A inevitably causes B, but also chronologically. A must cause B immediately. Then we can view it as Chad Maisa. But if A is going to cause B 10 minutes later or an hour later, they cannot be viewed as Chad Maisa. One's happening now, one's happening later. That seems to be a better pshat. And they're really Maralmi Prax is something very similar. Enough Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. That's relevant, of course, for some of these cases that we speak about. Something happens a little bit later. How you define a little bit later? A few minutes, etc. You have a question? You have a question? No? Yeah.
Isn't there a Ramah that once she had peen on the grass because he was afraid one might spill?
That's correct.
That's also segregation by Zariah.
That's a good question. That the Ramah says you shouldn't wash your hands with this grass because it's a segregation. Obviously, this doesn't hold from the Svar of the Maralmi Prague. Right?
Isn't that Choresh?
Huh?
Isn't that Choresh over there?
It could be Choresh. If it's Choresh, that happens right away. It softens the ground. That sort of starts right away. I guess so. We can also say that the Maralmi Prague is saying a Chiddush Gadol, that it applies to Zoreya, even though the Zoreya itself will obviously be completed long down the road, but it starts right away. You put something in the ground, you water the plant. So the watering is going to make the plant grow. That is a long-term process, which is incremental. It's incremental. Follow what I'm saying? It's incremental. Contrast this with the case of the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. There, the fire is here, and I'm putting barrels around the fire. So until the fire hits the barrel, nothing's happening. If I pour the water from down the mountain and hit the fire, that would be happening later on. But it started right away. It didn't even start till afterwards. That's more cow than the case of Zoreya proper, seems to me. Yes, sir.
When the heat in the house has gone down so close to the point that you said the thermostat, that the second you open the door,
no one knows in advance what that second is. That's certainly not.
It could be.
It's a miyad katan ad ma'od ma'od ma'od. That split second that you're going to open the door. The truth is, if it goes on the split second that you open the door, it would have gone on without opening the door. It can't happen that in instant time. I don't think it happens so fast. Can't it really? So people feel a guilty conscience when they open the door and that second the motor goes on in the refrigerator. Oy. That's the most innocent conscience, because then it would have gone on even anyway. It's instantaneous. Pain and relief. But you speak to the techies. Maybe I'm wrong. I think it's crap that you have to speak to the people who are experts in the technical stuff. Okay. So now these are our specific examples where we have this issue of segregation that comes up, you know, in real life cases. Real life cases. So now, Rabosai, let's go back to our alarm system. We took a long discussion of this issue. I have a house of a neighbor of mine, or a house of a shul, even shul as it happens. When I walk in, I hear a click click, or I see some lights flashing or moving or changing, etc., etc. According to the Rove Poskim, at these Yisurim of the Rabbanan, because completing a circuit is the Rabbanan, the fact that it made a little bit of noise is the Rabbanan, the fact that the light went on, since it's cold light, is the Rabbanan. Hot light, right? That's the light of an incandescent bulb, we assume is a Doraisa of Mavir, but the cold light, some called LED, LCD, there are different kinds of Rosh HaTavis that describe some of these lights. Then we would say, that's a derabonon. And if it's a derabonon, it's a psikresha, the lo nichale, because you don't care if it would go on when you're there. You only want to make sure it goes on when the ganav is there, so it'll catch him. Therefore, it's psikresh lo nicha by the rabbanon. Seems to be that mikra then it could be mutter, and therefore, while I advise everybody to completely demobilize their alarm systems on Shabbat, have a little bitochen, but if your neighbor or your the shul doesn't want to do it, in my view, you're permitted to go into the neighbor's house and into the shul, relying on this heter of sikresh lo nichale by the rabbanon, and assuming that completing a circuit is the rabbanon. Again, it's always better to be machmer. Chaz Nishol is a daraisa, and some disagree with the whole principle of sikresh lo nichale by the rabbanon. They require double the rabbanons. Again, not going into the whole pilpul in Mishnah Berurah. Somebody says he requires double the rabbanons. If you ask me, all the cases where this Mishnah Berurah requires double the rabbanons, I want to characterize as psikresha de nichale. One of them is the case of the flies in the box. What? Nichale? You want, you're trying to catch flies? No. Nichale, you don't want the flies buzzing all around you. That's why it's nichale. That's still considered to be nichale, if you ask me. These are all very serious halachic questions. I want to raise another question. This is a serious problem. Sometimes these security systems, a light goes on. But I mean a real light. You walk in front of your neighbor's house tonight. Tonight's Tuesday night. And all of a sudden, you walk in there, boo! By here! Is everyone familiar with what I'm talking about? It's mice and b'chol yom. Everywhere. They figure that a ganav not only will be scared away by noise, he'll be scared away by light. Lights go on, the ganav's going to run away. I don't know if anyone's ever done any surveys about this, but that's the thinking. They put in these expensive systems and someone walks in. I mean, my apartment house has it. When you go near the garage, you walk near it, boom, the light goes on. As common can be. Here, I both say, I believe we're in trouble, in much greater trouble, in this kind of a security system than the ones we described until now, for two reasons. Number one, Shaiva Daraisa. Again, you have to check the light out in each and every case. If it's an incandescent bulb, we assume it's Havara Daraisa. Fortunately, I'm told that many of the bulbs now are sodium bulbs, which are more comparable to fluorescent. I mean, it doesn't look white. It looks more like the other kind, but there's no filament. It's gas. I mean, anyone know anything about these things? That's what I'm told. It's a gas, and that would not be a Daraisa. So then we'd be, at least, would be knock it down to a Rabbana, which would be very helpful. But there are some that still have incandescent bulbs with a filament. You can see it there. It's a shadow of a Daraisa, as opposed to our cases. Until now, we're dealing with the Rabbana. Number two, my opinion is, not everyone agrees with me, that it's a psikresha de nichale. I'd like you to do some soul searching, gentlemen. You walk on a dark street, pitch black, tonight, Tuesday night. Okay, it's dark. Okay. Baruch Hashem, New York City, we have street lights. It's not totally dark. Lights from the houses near us. Okay, but still pretty dark. You walk in front of somebody's house, all of a sudden, by here, you're able to see better. You can see cracks in the sidewalk that you might have otherwise missed, or other mikhsholim potentially. Who can say honestly that you couldn't care less about this light? Raise your hand. Oh, we have, Baruch Hashem, some people who are able to say with a full heart, Baruch Hashem. Who is afraid that perhaps, you know, it's nichale. It's easy to walk with lights on and with lights off. Who's in that camp? Most people abstained. It's today, election day. How many people in this room are voting today? Even less than that. Nobody's voting. Okay. Who's running? Okay, we're all good citizens here. Election day. Okay, next year, wait till next year, they say. I was in Brooklyn in my time. Okay. Anyway, so it seems to me it's worse twice over. I think it's nichale. And I think it's a daraisa. In many cases, it's a daraisa. What do you do? So I tell everybody to avoid it. That works as long as you can't avoid it. However, if you have three neighbors on all sides of your house, on your right and on your left, and in front of you, straight out across the street, it's very easily imaginable that there's no way you can walk out of your house without a light going on. Follow me? If you go to the right, his light. You go to the left, his light. You go straight and try to go around, no, his light. Now what do you do? Oh. So what I said was, please speak to the neighbors and say, leave your lights on all Friday night. I'll pay for the extra electricity. Start by being nice. Oh. If that fails, yes?
Well, if it's next to your house, it's also in Bashnikolay, because if someone's going to attack you, you know what's out by your house. You can run back inside your house.
Like, my Nikolay is not because of bandits. My Nikolay is because it's just simply easier to walk in the light than it is in the dark. Nothing with bandits. What if your neighbors say, no, we insist, we wanted to surprise the Ganif. It's not enough that it should be light. We want to surprise the Ganif. I recommend, a little bit expensive, buy yourself some stadium lights. Stadium lights. Maybe you can rent them. Stadium lights. And shine them in all directions, you know. The neighbors say, what are you doing? I can't sleep. And shine right into their bedrooms, you know, the stadium lights. You have a Yankee Stadium over here. What are you doing? So, well, look, you gave me no choice. I have to make sure it's low nicheli. Always low nicheli. If I have stadium lights, so then it's going to be low nicheli. Then I can go out. All right, have it your way. We'll leave it on the whole Friday night. This may not work, the strategy, but it's just giving you a strategy. But lemaisa, what happens? There's no way around these lights. What are you going to do now? Is there any hetter whatsoever?
The fact that it creates such a shiloh and hilchos Shabbos doesn't make it low nicheli?
No, that's obviously not. Then every pesach is low nichle. I have no idea unless you're a mechal Shabbos b'faris. You want to be mishayim b'shabbos. So, Harav Shech the Shalita said he thinks maybe it's mutter for the following reason. It's a Rashba. The Rashba is quoted by the Ran, probably one of those missing pages. He talks about the following case. A person has a deer, a tzvi, in his house. It's very expensive, a tzvi. Can you close the door to your house? You're closing the door not for the tzvi. You're closing the door because you don't want bandits to walk in. So I would say for sure not. It's a psik resha of tzedah. It's even a psik resha, the nichle. A tzvi is expensive. You became wealthy. You have a tzvi. The Ran suggests that it's mutter. The Ran suggests that it's mutter. Why? He says, you know what? All I'm doing is closing the door. I'm closing the door. So even if it's nichli, it's still mutter. What does that mean? And the Avnei Nezer is the kasha, it's against the Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara says, I mentioned it before, if you pores machtzeles on a kavera shel dvorim, he said seda, psik resha, yechayev. Presumably the answer is as follows. If I'm doing something which is tzeda, with my own hands, I put a towel on top of a beehive, that's a direct act of tzeda. And there we apply the principle that it's prohibited in the case of segregation. Here it's different. I'm closing the door over there. 50 feet away, the tzvi is over there. The halacha dictates that my closing the door there and relates to the tzvi, which is 50 feet away. That's a rather tenuous relationship. This tenuous relationship only exists in the case of mechavein. If it's ein a mechavein, Even if it's a segregation, if it's nichle, it's mutter. There's no connection to the door over there and the deer over there. Not the same as the towel which is right on top of the beehive. Oh. If that's the case, we can suggest it's not a unique din by tzedek. Rather, it is a din which applies to all these kinds of malachas when you're doing something here and something else happening over there, when the connection is what I call tenuous. If the connection is tenuous, we will therefore suggest that if I'm walking here and the light's going on there, that is not considered to be in the category of a segregation. It's far away. I'm less of a mechavein, according to the first side of the Chakira. It's less of chad maisa, because it's not so proximate, according to the second side of the Chakira. That's what I wanted to suggest. I have to tell you that in a sefer called the Orchos Shabbos, a wonderful, wonderful sefer on the Hilchos Shabbos by two gedolim from Yerushalayim, they quote a different svar to be matir walking out on the street, even if the light's going to go on. They say it's not meleches machshevus. Quote from Rabbi Yashiv, not meleches machshevus. Then they caution you, don't ever say this on your own. If you're going to say that a malacha, if you're going to use a particular category, these categories we're used to. We spent so much time learning about Ein Tzricha L'Gufa and Mekalkel and Kalach HaYad, whatever you want to say. Here it's a new category. A category called Ein HaMalachas Machshevus. That's only for the Gedolei HaTorah, so it says in the book. You can't extend it and apply it your own way. I'm not happy with that. Where I grew up, if you can't apply it, means you don't understand it. You're right. We're not supposed to understand it. It's only for speech. Okay. Those who have a Munas Chachamim, you can rely on the fact that it's not a Melechas Machshevus, even though I don't understand when that applies, why it applies.
What does it mean?
I don't know. They tell you, it says in the Sefer, you're not supposed to know what it means. Because if you knew what it means, you could make a judgment independently whether it applies in another case. They're taking that away from you. Okay? But, I have a Munas Chachamim, I really do. So, it's not Melechas Machshevus, but I don't understand it. I don't know when else you can apply it. And I'd rather go with the categories which I understand a little bit better, based on what we said before with the case of the Ran. I understand a little bit of a different way. Any other questions, Rabosa? Before I just finish the shiur, yeah.
Someone was suggesting before just to have your own light, not necessarily a stadium light.
Your own light has to be so light that it's going to illuminate not only your house, but that house, and that house, and that house.
Why?
Otherwise, when I walk there, and light goes on, I'm going to have an off from it.
The extreme nichle that he's talking about.
You're not an extreme nichle. Nichle is even one mashu is nichle. Low nichle means it's absolutely neutral. You can't, I said before, you couldn't care less. If you can care even a little bit, that's considered to be nichle. You look in the column of the post, that's what comes out.
So, theoretically, even though my house is illuminated, and I can walk past the houses with the lights, with that light, and it's fine, but because I have a drop more nicha from that light.
Most people's lights do not shine to the other, at least to the other end of their neighbor's property. Maybe the joint area, but not. Yes, sir.
Can you say there's a chance that maybe it's a sub-segregation because you have no idea whether or not they turn the light on or not?
That's very good. That'll help you the first time out, but you won't be able to get back. Ah, oh, come on. You know, there is a concept called Korov Lipsegration. That's a machlokes. No. Korov Lipsegration means I'm not 100% sure that if I do A will lead to B in the future. But Savik Segration, the phrase you use, is a phrase which is in the Taz. The Taz wants to know, can I cover a box if I'm not sure if there are flies in it or not? What does that mean? Every case, Dovah Shein HaMiskaven. I'm dragging a bench. I'm not sure whether the bench will cause a ditch or not. That's Dovah Shein HaMiskaven. It's not a segregation. Because the doubt is in the future. However, the case of the Taz, I'm covering the box. I don't know the past. Are there flies there or are there not flies there? Says the Taz, don't call that Dovah Shein HaMiskaven. Call that a Savik segregation. And therefore, he says it would be an Issa, a Sveka Doraisa by the Doraisa case, and Drabana by the Drabana case, as the Mishnah Berurah explains. What you're suggesting is that with respect to Safek Psik Reisha, Lisha Avar, we should apply the principle of Safek, even if it's 99% that the light is going to go on. That is impossible to say that. Because the idea of Safek Psik Reisha being Mutter is based on Sveka, I don't know how to say it. It seems to me, maybe I'm wrong, it seems to me that even if you'll say that Korov L'Psik Reisha in the future is Mutter, the Marsha talks about as a Rashi in Shabbos, it's not so clear to me that Safek Psik Reisha, that Korov L'Psik Reisha in the past will also be Mutter. Because it seems to me that it's a different kind of a Safek. So I wouldn't go with that. Yes?
These are all cases where you know whether or not there's going to be a light turned on. Unless you're walking down the street, you don't know.
Yeah, I'm a guest in a new community. And I walk, I'm a misasek. I walk down the block, I have no idea. I'm a misasek, I tet the gummer. But I can't walk back.
Should you walk in the street to start with so that you don't
want to go on? Not all, that won't always help. There's some have a range which goes 50 feet, goes into the gutter. You can't even get around it sometimes. It's stuck. It's a problem. Yes?
A light that has like a dimmer, in other words, that it's always dim, it's on all the time, and when people pass by, it becomes bright.
Really?
Some of the apartment buildings
have. Uh-huh. To me, it's also a shiloh. If it's an incandescent bulb, if it brightens, that means that the fire is getting bigger. I would have said for a davar pashut, that's a daraisa. If you look in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, it's a very interesting concept that he says that the context there is if I'm not mistaken, the context is talking about going in the car on Shabbos, extra weight in the car that's being driven anyway, so it increases the fire in the engine of the car. So if I'm not mistaken, he says over there that if it will change the gear. So we'll change the gear of the car to increasing the number of the havoros. There's more of the fire extends another foot. That would be an Issa Daraisa. But if it would not change the gear, so it's the same fire, just got a little bit bigger, he suggests that would not be a Daraisa. If I'm not mistaken, it's in Shmir Shabbos Kolchos. So that may be the Shaila in your case. It's a complicated Shaila in Chus Havara. Yes, sir?
What about the mountain?
Okay, metal detectors. So you walk in to a metal detector, I assume you're not interested in setting it off. I have to assume. You set it off, they start frisking you, who knows what. So therefore, before you pass through the metal detector, you take off whatever you have here. You don't have a cell phone because it's Shabbos. So, I don't know, most of us have a key. So they give you an opportunity to put the key down on the side, you know, and you walk through with nothing. You don't set it off. I don't think it's a psikration. Maybe it may hit your belt or who knows what little thing. It's not a psikration. I thought that should be more cal. Yes?
And was that the SOMET Institute last year?
Yes.
So they spoke, I was going to say something else, but they spoke about the metal detectors, and apparently the way that works is what's called a modulating circuit or modulating current. I don't know exactly. So you don't really, nothing really happens. It just increases the amount of electricity that's sent in.
In other words, they rigged it in a way that it's not creating a new circuit. It's increasing current. It's very possible that increasing current is not a prohibition.
Right.
No, that's certainly a possibility.
Another thing they mentioned there is that incandescent bulbs, apparently there's a small spark of light.
You mean fluorescent?
The fluorescent.
Right. I didn't mention the word fluorescent, la halacha, because I never saw the light that we talk about being fluorescent. Not the LED lights that are not fluorescent, nor the ones we just spoke about, the ones in the streets. I haven't seen a fluorescent either. Fluorescent, we like to say it's the Rabbanon, because the gas. Right? However, it's correctly pointed out that in most, there's some new ones, some very new ones, but the most of the traditional ones that we have over here, and when you put on the light, they need a little spark to get it started. That spark is itself an Easter of Mavir. It's an interesting question. When I put on this electric light, this fluorescent light, if I did it on Shabbos, am I over on an Easter Mavir directly, or is it only what we call Psik Reisha? I don't care about the spark. All I care about is the white light. I don't even know about the spark. He's a machadish a chiddush now. There's a spark. But honestly, Rabbi Osi, in this room, who knew before we just said it there was a spark on the fluorescent? Small minority. We didn't even know about it. Ignorance is bliss sometimes. But now that we do know about it, you can't the cat's out of the bag. Now that we know about it, so if I put on fluorescent light on Shabbos, am I considered doing a malacha, or am I considered only a psik ratio? Am I not kamina? It's a difference. Or malacha is also a psik ratio. So who knows the difference? Anybody know? Anybody know? Amir l'nachri. It's post quote and poskim. Amir l'nachri with psik ratio is mutter. So therefore, I can have a guy put on a fluorescent light on Shabbos, because I'm. What's the lumpness behind that? I didn't tell him to do the malach. I didn't tell him to do B. I told him to do A. A is intrinsically mutter. The fact that B happened, so what? That's the lumpness. You look in Shulchan Aruch Harav behind not the double drabon and the Shulchan Sedesh. It's a lumpness of the Shulchan Aruch Harav has that word. What about with the light? What do you think? I'm asking you, Charlotte. I want you to give me your own answer, Bisvara. If I tell a guy to put on a fluorescent light on Shabbos, is that permissible? Because it's considered to be Amir L'Nachi with Psik Reisha, or is it perhaps worse? Is it perhaps worse?
What's the Psik Reisha?
When the light won't go on, this is a spark.
So the Psik Reisha is that the light will go on. That's the Psik Reisha.
No. The people in here never heard of the spark. They only heard about the light. But you touched the point. The point is, in typical case, A and B. I'm doing A, which will lead to B subsequently, or at least simultaneously, not before. Here, it's fakert. I'm doing A, I'm putting on the light. But the light won't even happen until B comes first. So some poskim say, that's worse than psik resha. That's mechaven mamish. In my opinion, it's a machlokos, the Ramban and the Ritva. No less. They don't talk about fluorescent lights, don't they? In Masechet Shabbos, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. What's the case? The case is the person who throws a peg into the fire. Chaimish Mevashel. Why? You would have thought that he only wants to harden it. Bishul is called softening. Kamash Malan, first it softens, and then it hardens. And the softening is Bishul. Oh, Mamash our case, right? First comes the thing you don't care about. You know that it softens first. You took a class in chemistry or something. We hardened it this way. But the Chazal knew, first it softens and then it hardens. So the question now becomes, first it softens and then it hardens, is that a psik resha or is it a malacha mamish? The Ramban says psik resha. The Ritva says no. Af levashim is kaving. That's our machlokas over here. That's our machlokas. This could also, yes? Nah, that's, you can't even see that. That's garbage. It may also be relevant, Rabbi Osai, in putting on the hot water on Shabbos. What to put hot water on Shabbos? It's a big deal. Hot water comes out. Who cares? What's the answer? Who knows the answer to that question?
Makes more hot water. He
does. How does that happen?
Cold water.
Oh, the only way the hot water is going to come out if the cold water pushes it out. That's just a technical fact. Memela, it's similar to some extent to the fluorescent light, right? The cold water is, it's not as bad because it comes sort of at the same time. This hot water is coming out, the cold water is going in. It's pushing it out. You can argue that I only want to put the water in, I don't want it to heat up. So that's better. There's a better chance of being a psik resha, which means that's very practical. That's halacha lemaisa, amir l'nochri, that kind of a case with hot water. We're out of time. We had a little shiur about psik resha, some practical applications to alarm systems and other security systems on Shabbos. Thank you very much for your kind attention.
Yeah. There you go. Can you put me down?
Yeah.